February 22, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The discipline of spiritual tenacity. Be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46:10. Tenacity is more than endurance. It is endurance combined with the absolute certainty that what we are looking for is going to transpire. Tenacity is more than hanging on, which may be but the weakness of being too afraid to fall off. Tenacity is the supreme effort of a man refusing to believe that his hero is going to be conquered. The greatest fear a man has is not that he will be damned, but that Jesus Christ will be worsted, that the things he stood for, love and justice and forgiveness and kindness among men, will not win out in the end. The things he stands for look like will-o-wisps. Then comes the call to spiritual tenacity, not to hang on and do nothing, but to work deliberately on the certainty that God is not going to be worsted. If our hopes are being disappointed just now, it means that they are being purified. There is nothing noble the human mind has ever hoped for or dreamed of that will not be fulfilled. One of the greatest strains in life is the strain of waiting for God. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Remain spiritually tenacious. That's the end of the Chambers text. Tenacity, as Oswald spoke in his message, is a matter of hanging on, but the ultimate in tenacity is hanging on to the absolute truth that the absolute God of the universe, the most incredible, powerful, omnipotent, omniscient being ever, can do anything, and I need not worry. But so often, as Christians, we expend a lot of our time trying to justify why God didn't or couldn't do a certain thing, when he really could have. We may have been asking for the wrong thing. We may have been expecting the wrong thing. God can do anything, and God will do whatever he chooses and whatever he pleases. The most significant thing, I believe, about tenacity in this message, for me, would be that I would have the tenacity to believe that God can and will do anything he chooses, and that God can and will do things that I ask of him, if my asking is consistent with what would bring him pleasure and glory. Sounds a bit, well, what's in it for me? And there may not be anything in it for me. But truly, the blessing of God is not released from financial struggle, and the blessing of God is not released from my current turmoil and difficult circumstances or ill health. The blessing of God is knowing with absolute certainty and complete tenacity that my God can do anything, and my God does what he pleases, and I simply want to be his pleasure. And to be his pleasure, I must always believe he can do anything.